I ran into someone the other day who did not believe that seeking to do work you're passionate about really mattered, thought it was a fool's errand and that it didn't really make a difference. Funny, when I mentioned this to Chris, he had a very different reaction.
And what we found out was that the difference between people grudgingly complying to orders and excited and interested in the work and feeling they were making a difference was about 200 to 300%.
So it's not pie in the sky. Having energy and passion that your work makes a difference leads to very different results. This is the idea that is embedded in the practice of lighting their torches, which we'll talk about next. This is the Ripple Leader Podcast.
The Ripple Leader Podcast, exploring powerful leadership from the inside out with your hosts, Chris Hutchinson and Josh Schuler.
So in this episode, we want to talk about lighting their torches. One of the things that you say is that to help others see their own paths, spark the fuel of their personal passions. Mm-hmm. Now, I hear people talk all the time about, you know, follow your passion. And I mean, is that really realistic? I mean, to talk about passion and work?
Well, I think it's critical, actually. And in fact, you know, it may not be the most fun thing you want to do in the entire world, but if there's a component in it, like working with people or getting results or maybe making an impact on the world, those kind of things I think are really vital. If it's going to be something that is going to be a career or a long-term pursuit for that person. So it's actually, you're kind of in this one, I think what you're doing is you're sort of doing the things you do for yourself, but for other people. So a lot of this component is what matters for you. And really, you know, and people go, well, I don't have to. Well, actually, I'm going to ask you what matters for you and try to find, is there a way we can get more of that here? Either the way we do the position or perhaps the assignments that you get or projects. I mean, there's a lot of options here and what we can do. If we can get something that connects to that. And oh, by the way, where do you want to go? What's your path? Ultimately, where do you want to have things happen? And so on. So those are the kind of things that I believe it's really our responsibility as leaders to help people see their own personal passions at work. I think is the way you can get people more engaged, and we all win. They're happy, we're happy. Surely the customer or the product is going to be better. And you know, unless we're really mismanaging things, we should be able to be pretty profitable as well.
In this practice, you describe it as being a remedy to the reality that the organization seems to be on a very slow treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
So how does igniting others' torches or lighting someone's torch get the organization off the slow treadmill?
Yeah. When I was in the Air Force, I had a responsibility for maintenance on a third of an airbase, which was a huge task. And we had a great team that was doing good things. Yet I could see that people were sort of, I mean, there was eventually people that kind of knew their own paths, had lit their own torch or had it lit for them. But a lot of people were sort of, we were showing up doing the job. And what we found out was that the difference between people grudgingly complying to orders and excited and interested in the work and feeling they were making a difference was about 200 to 300%. I would have thought it was like 20, you know, but we worked with our staff together and said, okay, so what would we really like to do? What would great look like? And they were able to suggest some things that they'd kind of been wanting to do for a while, didn't feel permission or space to do, and made a huge difference in that. So I think that was helping them see, ultimately, when I helped light their torch, or the other leaders we were working with lit their torches, they would see the path they want to go. And if we're helping hold it high, half step ahead, they can say, great, let's do this for the benefit of the organization and everybody else.
So it seems that in this practice, one of the things that we're doing is we're taking some of the practices from the first ripple of leading yourself, of knowing where you're awesome and charting your own course, and you're actually now helping others in the organization do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's vital, and all the more reason why you need to do those for yourself, so you know where your pitfalls were or how challenging it was, so that if they hit some things, you can say, you know, when I did this, it was really challenging to think about, what do I want for my future? Here's where I went off track, and here's where I get back on, or whatever, so that they can feel like this isn't something you're doing to them, something you're doing with them.
Are there some ways that you can put too much flame to someone's torch?
Well, that's actually pretty easy to do. And the reason it says light their torch is because it should be their passions, not yours. One of the key things to check is, where's the excitement coming from? If in the conversation you're doing all the excitement and they're sort of absorbing that, like, you know, your battery, and they walk out okay and you're drained. If the excitement's coming from your side about what they're doing, it's probably your passion. If it's coming from their side, probably their passion. So you're actually looking for things. I mean, it can be easy as eyes dilate, people get a little more excited and animated, and, you know, they get all pumped up, and you see them moving around more. You go, okay, hint, this is probably a personal passion of theirs. And if you do too much of your own, they'll accept it. It's not their torch. You know, maybe it's only going to cast light for a little ways, and then they'll go, hey, I got led down a bad path here. It's a fine line. You know, looking for what the diamond is in the dirt there, you're really trying to find out what is that part that's really exciting for them. However, is that actually in a path for them, or is that a benefit for you? That's a challenging question for leaders to answer. So if you're doing too much, you're kind of pushing on people. If you're lead from a half step ahead, I just hold the bar here, that's it. I'm going to set equally high expectations. I don't care where you come from. You need to kind of actually probably meet my standards. That's not lighting their torches. But if you work to tap the strengths and the passions of everybody in an organization for their benefit and everybody else's, that's probably where you're in the right spot.
So if a leader desires to light someone's torch, where do they get started?
Well, the first thing, you need to find out what excites them. I mean, I cannot tell you the number of leaders will be talking about somebody, oh, they're frustrating, they're da-da-da. Well, what's really interesting to them? Dead silence. And they go, I don't know. Well, that's going to be hard to motivate them if you don't know what motivates them. So there's clues. There's things like, what are the pictures on their desk? Do they have pictures on their desk? You know, did they talk about uploading things to Wikipedia at night? I mean, what are the things they kind of do for no money is a good hint for what their passions are, and how then do we connect that back to what has to happen at work.
So you almost have to be a student of those around you.
Absolutely. And I think people are sending off signals all the time. We recommend to have people have just a little journal or notebook we've got in the workbook where they write people's names down and, like, where were the times you saw them get real excited, or where's their project they went above and beyond on? And looking for the clues, hunting through that to find out what's really exciting to them. Well, heck, can we get you more of that? And if we can do that and interactively talking to them, they're going to be pretty excited. Why would they go someplace else that just has a job versus someplace that's, you know, exciting and motivating them and what they're going to do?
So as you think about your work, are your torches being lit? Or are you looking for ways to light the torches of those around you? It can make an incredible impact. That's it for today. In our next episode, we'll wrap our discussion of the second ripple of leading others by navigating the opportunity to be both outfitter and guide. For more about Ripple and Ripple Leadership, visit us online at rippleleader.com. You can order your copy of Ripple and gain access to other valuable resources. If you're on Twitter, follow and interact with Chris at Ripple Leader. And the Ripple Leader podcast is brought to you by the great folks at the Trebuchet Group. Trebuchet Group, a group of consultants that believe their success is a byproduct of the success they help others create. And you can learn more about the work of the Trebuchet Group at trebuchetgroup.com. I want to thank you for listening, and until next time, as always, go out and make some ripples.